for a person maybe who was wild and lived back in the woods or something like that, just wasn't very, didn't have much
civilized. It wasn't civilized.
Yeah.
That's what we would call it. An uncivilized person. We live way back in the jungle.
Okay.
And come out as most like a wild beast. It wasn't civilized.
Backwoodsman or a, like in Georgia, the people call folks crackers. Sometimes they call them crackers.
Yeah, I heard that.
You ever heard the word peckerwood used?
Yeah, peckerwood. A peckerwood must be a poor class of people, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, just leave him be. He about it. Spring to open, he come in.
Yeah.
I've done that for the fan to work.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about a child born of a, say, of a racially mixed marriage? Did folks ever have a name for a...
A mixed marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A child name, like the child of that?
If the mother is a colored woman,
mm-hmm.
and the dad is a white man, that's what you call a mulatto.
Okay.
That's what you would call a mulatto.
Yeah.
Now they got one law that had came out once for you was what your mother was. If I was your dad and I'm a colored man, your mother's a white woman, your children would be white.
Really?
I've seen that in court.
Huh. Okay. Now, you said your mother was a Creole.
Creole, bon.
Well,
didn't speak any, don't know how to read.
Okay. Now, what's the definition of a Creole? As a
you see, a definition of a Creole, it's a Creole-born person. They mm-hmm. never use English in that house.
I see.
Or they never been in an English company. You know, for instance, I would say, well, I want to tell you that I'm going to town tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mali Biri de Man. Now, you maybe don't know what I say. See, I'm going to get married next month to a girl, a young girl. See?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's only different language. Then they got French language here in Louisiana. Moselle, je fais serment votre connaissance. Mon nom est Joseph Rochon. Well, that's French.
Oui.
And, yeah, that means to say that I got acquainted here. My name is Joseph.
So a Creole didn't mean anything about race. It was just, did it, or?
If they knew anything about race.
About race. Did it have any racial meaning? About it?
You know, oftentimes I give that a thought. That was a... American citizen, but in different language. He was born and raised here.
Yeah.
But they didn't practice English. Now, once upon a time, you take Lafayette City. That's a French city.
Mm-hmm.
New Iberia used to be French. Now it became so that the people thought it was a disgrace to talk Creole.
Mm-hmm.
They laugh at you. Not that they descend and get teacher from France to come down there and teach our children French.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Oh, they got plenty of teachers here from France teaching French. French.
Really?
Sure.
Kind of funny,
let me tell you how high it is.